And the first white light.
The Gemara is discussing Zichat HaMaitri. Exactly when do you say HaMaitri over bread? Omer Akhir Barashi, Akhir Barashi has a Chiddush, it sounds like fast to me of the Cairo, if you have dried out slices of bread on a plate, you work on Allah HaMaitri. Because it sounds like the Cairo is a Chiddush. But not only do you say HaMaitri if you have a big bread and you're cutting it down, you're cutting the meal, even if you have slight bread on the table, it's also HaMaitri. You shouldn't think that it's going in the Zayla, that's the Pariyah, that's the Pariyah, that's the slight bread is going in the Zayla. But the Rufachid is the slight bread is also HaMaitri. Like a The farmer Rakhir sounds like he has an advice that he's saying that you don't see Hamaitri. As long as you see Hamaitri, you can see the Tziyat HaKas. The farmer Rakhir, Rashi took the Gokh in my past. Sounds like the only time you see Hamaitri is if you're slicing it down, you cover the sugar. But if the bread is sliced from the floor, then you don't see Hamaitri for a day anyway. So basically, how can that be? Rashi Akhuna says by Yeshu Lecho Lechem, I think when Levon chased after Yaakov, and then they had a sugar, so Yeshu Lecho Lechem, I think Rashi says the word Lechem doesn't mean bread, Lechem means a sugar, and he quotes a passage from Daniel, from someone who learned a student, how about Lechem Rav, and I'll know it, Lechem Rav means a big student. Lechem doesn't only mean bread, Lechem sometimes means bread, and Lechem sometimes means a student. So I think you remember that the Rav said, this one word of length of shot over here means the mother, that's the Machlek, that's the only thing to say, can't be. That according to the thing of shot in the mother, but the first one down the same, you see it there on slide bread, you say, how many see you? That was any food, it's been here, and you guys have to say, you don't need to find bread, can you stop in the finger? So you don't know how to finish thing with the bread, so that's all the time you're going to say, they can't do the shot, but what is that word of shot? What is it? So the bread is that, how many see you left in the north? It's not a bracha that you said you have to bread, over left in the bracha that you said you have to meal. But if you have slice bread, then you're not slicing it now. We're covered with food. So the eating of the bread is not, there's no similar to the hakkar of the food. That's what the Rajvi says, that sounds like the Pasha Shabbat in the Imam, that if the Machlek is on the other, he's saying he's dangerous, and he's saying, I might see, in a case where you're not doing it, the Tzir of Hashem has to, because the only Hashem takes against the Shempi. So what is the Pshat? The Taita Tzir, so for the Kashis against the Greitas, the Tzir of Hashem, the Shloima. It might be that they're arguing if you have two pieces of bread, the next sugi is going to be discussed. I'm not talking about the Gemara and the Tesis and the Yishami and the Tesis. We're going to have discussions. If you have two pieces of bread, two pieces of salad, one of the Shlomi, one of the Tesis, 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 so which has a preference? Which is the same on the idea? So that's what Tesis is not doing. Tesis says, just like on the day, that's the Tesis, that's the Tesis. So this particular Gemara, the Bar Ramanah, is the beginning of that sugi. Ochamah came in also like that. Even though it doesn't sound like that, that's the Tesis and the Rajva says it doesn't sound like that at all. The Rajva says it doesn't sound like that at all, but he says, you have no shame. You have to say something like that. The Tesis says, we're talking about a case So you have a slave model. But if you do not understand it, you come to the way. So they have a row of everyone's seat. And then if you want on it, let's say my seat is over on the other end of the hall. So I'm going to watch you first, because I've never heard outside of the door. So you wouldn't know what I'm going to do. Okay, that's tomorrow. So that's the 10%. So you want to accommodate everybody. So they need their lips. Everybody needs big lips for everybody. And you're going to start it. So they slice up, especially because they don't have to get your leftover scale of dress. They just slice the collar down. So really, the flesh, huh? But they slice up the tasty collar, tasty dress tonight. They cover the dress. And we don't want to rush up that feather collar. So we cut it up into little pieces so she's done. Basically, right away, she didn't have to walk half the corner to the other end. But that's the Lachaikas on the right, which is possible. If you just cut up, you see it wasn't cut up, so it's to the leader, and you said, you watch him, so none. It was cut up right before the minute, so she was just there first and sitting there. So it was cut up right before it. So that's the Lachaikas on the right. So then it's possible. Instead of to say, I'm mercy on this life, why should you say, I'm mercy on the Shneimer? The Shneimer can leave, you're going to have to cut it. So this is a very cut for this. It's all mercy on this, it's a cut specifically for your meal. It started off also as a shleimer. It also started off as a shleimer, this one. Right before this year, and they just cut it up, that's what we're talking about. And they just cut it up specifically, the role of the guest should fall on Mitzvah Gedim. But it has the same yichus and the same gedimah, and it says, I'm a shleimer. The other one, Rama, says, no, so that's not the machlokes. Paskin, in the Kai, in the Baruch, in the Baruch, it's preferable to say, I'm a shleimer, and the sliced collar that was cut specifically an hour before you washed, because it's ready for eating.
So you didn't say that on Shabbos,
you want to have fish legs. That's how Rashi translates. Yes. The same blister that was quoted over here that was discussed on the previous graph, on the Zainal day, that appears there, and on the Zainal day, on the left hand side of the Yom, that says to look in the Rocha Sain Hay. That's where that blister appears. So the place is there, the same kashas over here. How can a Kriya disagree? How can anybody hold like a Kriya? Because the same should blister. It's not going to disagree with Jason's day. How can it be with that? So that's what...
That would depend on the distance. Against what they feel. And we have to make
them myself
be small.
It's kind of odd, if I wash and throw the garment on Shabbos, then I have to wait for a little children wash. And if I have a couple of guests first off, it takes much more than the time that it would take to walk 20 kilometers. And I do it. Then it means I do. If I wash and throw the garment, then I could say I'm lazy now and I choose not to. So that's a violation of taking from the field of death. You should say I'm lazy. It's irresponsible. They claim to have a chokhah in the Gemara that the amount of time that it takes to walk 2,200, that's the maximum that they have. More than that would already be a violation of cases. And we mentioned that before. And then the other Achayim didn't look at the cases. They find that very hard to believe that she's 2,200. Neither here nor there. What's that?
No.
Yes, the chef. He can do the snooker on Thursday and do the shootout on Sunday. You have to dictate how soon does it have to be taken? It takes around the snooker in the Gemara that if you're going to do the snooker in one place, it takes on the English and the shootout. Shootout is only done in the same place. It has special rules on the earth that has done the shackle of the animal down that it shouldn't enter out. So the sleep is always done there. So the question is, who is going to do the sneaker? So let the person look into the Azar and do the sneaker. So we didn't let anybody look into the third area of the Azar. The third area is the only problem they're allowed in. Strictly speaking, you can let the grain, you can let the Jews. Most of the diamonds and minutes that they have is not about it. They didn't allow grain into the whole Azar, they didn't allow Jews into certain parts of the Azar. But the violin, the balakam, he can have some, he can have the shuach to do the sneaker. You, the balakam, has to do the sneaker himself. The person comes to me tomorrow, if he stands over here, he does the sneaker, he's going to shuach to the beer, he's going to say, that would be a violation of faith. How long the business is. The person shows me some description of the idea, but that's going to be 22 hours. You see, 22 hours is a violation. That's too late. Okay, 22 hours. The question is, who says that it's the same sheer for it? Take it in the split of Shkita and take it in the place of God's breath, and 20 kilometers is missing Shia. 20 kilometers is not a Shia, the whole thing is very difficult. So that's not when the Jews declare, no, we had to do the different suggestions. And then you discuss, we have the same room or a different room. If it's in the same room, if I rush over here and I'm going to walk to the other opposite side and the opposite corner of the room, there's going to be in the same room, if I'm going to have that is called patient. But if you go from one room to the other, even if it's very large, even if it only takes 3 hours to walk, maybe that's the only violation of patient. Maybe that's not called patient. So if you did it in a one room, then you did the sleeper. And if you did in one room, then you had to be in a sleeper in a different room. So that could be the best. That's what you discuss. If you do it, so it's a dining in the kitchen, and then you're going to start making a dining room for two different rooms. So what are you going to do? And if I think I would have given them a door that they should wash, and sometimes you have on Facebook now, they're empty cups to wash. What do you do if it's not Facebook? And you just get out the fashion car? Don't do life on the fashion car, don't do the rest of the year. So that's what you said. So you get them so that when you keep on drying your hands, so the more you dry your hands, so that's all the new parts of the chalice of the material design. That's the demise. That's the place of certain seconds. How do you say it? Well, I'm supposed to dine the apple after that, and you know that you have to say it because of the mixture. Every time you have time before you do the mixture, so here you wash first, so now you say that it's over there. It's pocket. There were some issues in the curve, that whoever doesn't want to do like that, you can say, if you want to say the bracha before you wash your hands, ain't nothing to do it. You can't say that it did any violation of them. Really? The meaning, Mishnah Berurah, it's a Mishnah meaning. It's a lengthy meaning, but that's what you do. But first you wash your hands, then you tell the person about it. If the person came out of the place, he can touch the shoes, or he touched parts of the body, and there's all that said, so everyone is clear. That's the same. They feel it. That's the same. It's maybe for most people. Since sometimes people are washing the Mishnah Berurah for bread, at a time that they're not permitted to say on the Mishnah Berurah beforehand, because they have to wash their hands first to be uncommitted to. So it's a leg rule, it's a leg rule, so you always say the block. But who made this leg rule? Who made it? The body of faith is the body of bathroom. You can always make a leg rule. Who made this leg rule? That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that whoever wants to say the block on the first design before he washes, if he's going to give his body with any permission and he's allowed to say the block, he's going to make a leg rule. He can't say that he did anything wrong. But the million most people follow the practice of the body of faith. So the end, he says the block on the first design, direct the finishing in the tumor. The first is that it's a violation of Kolamitz is Kudum Rachel and Mogul of Lesson. The first is since the Gemara says in the first person, says the Rechel part. In the Hebrew, the Rechel let them come there, he said, if you want, you can put it on the hands of it. You didn't drive it. And then you could drag with the red hand, the Rechel let them come there, that's some kind of a violation, some kind of a ritual. Now you think about Gemara in the first person, say that the Hebrew is a Gemara element, or it's a volume. So as long as you say the block and you say the legal, it's just a little bit of the last year. The third of the last year is going to be again, if you wash, say the block before you begin to wash until it's done again. But the question is, you have a fashion of the last year before you do the legal. So that's the pretty good for this. So in the case, you can see that the legal is a good amount of them, so it's the best. Even if you dry your hands in the kitchen, if you keep on rubbing your hands together, so you have to keep on rubbing all the rest of them. Then you keep on rubbing for the other end, for sure. And you have to shoot into one bag. You left in the same room with your hands, but then you're in the same room. So then, if you're prepared to be naked on the Chatzai Tam, like you might be machmas at that place, it's for a mitzvah to take for the Chatzai Tam. But the authority is also said around all of the places. So they want to be telling the same room, a different room. But they just like the news because they only have to different rooms. They kind of convert them. That problem can be easily solved.
That's what we're going to make first. You have to make sure that they make sure that they make sure that they make sure that they make
No.
Is it possible to say Wander Watches?
Yeah. 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 Watch one hand. You say Wander Watches? You're not, you're not the person you're showing that you're not really the first to say you're in the last one. So you're in the last one. The person is benching, and as he's benching, he's cleaning all crumbs in there, coming up there. You're not allowed to dive in under anything. You're not allowed to, he's talking to the bunch of, you're not allowed to dive in. I say, it's okay, why do you ask him that? Okay, the person to say the broker, why have you been in the first time, that's not right. If you tell the broker you before, tell the broker after, tell the broker in between. In between, you talk to you another day, then you're going to wash one hand, then tell the broker, then wash the second hand.
How do you look for all these losers? You have to put the nail in a little bit, and then you say the broker.
So most people follow the Bali Atta, like you said about yesterday. We once mentioned that if Yehuda writes in his flesh, if an Abishai had flesh, he complained to the writers that the Bali Atta washed before it was done, and they were talking. They took all they want, until they finally have echoed everything they have to say, then they say about 100%, then they don't press them, they say, how nice it is. They're not allowed to talk, they would say, now the first time, how nice it is. He pointed out in his lecture, on the Shabbat Shulchan Rosh Hashanah, and he gave them mitzvah on the bagels that the bagels are on, and those things that have been in the Rebbe, and so on, and all the different things that they do that are wrong. So it comes to that after that this is not right, this practice is not right, that they talk in between when it's a little diamond, the block and the other, and the block should have really been, and all the rest of it, he's torn washing down, so we follow the Baal HaKaisu, so when we try to block after when it's here, before the Negro, the Cerebral, whatever that's yet, and that basically, the block is really relates back to the Nintendo. So just like on the normal circumstances, when the block is inside the table like the other, you have one demonstration between the block and the nice and mixture that follows here, you have to make it to be marked between the block and the nice and mixture that preceded. Because the teacher didn't have to do the year yesterday and the teacher said, I'm washing, and the block didn't want to say right after, so he said, it's not right. It's not proper to talk. And he said, nice and mixture in the block. That we have people, a lot of women do that by mixed and chinesa. On Shabbos, so the women have the practice to say the Zohar. A lot of other Shabbos have to light the candle. So some women, which are all over, right? So some women, a lot of women have the practice, they light the candle, then they walk back into the kitchen, put away the put the black on, and they start to leave, they start to leave, they're icing, and all kinds of, and the top of all kinds of different drinks, and they talk, whatever, and then they come back to the candle, and then they close their eyes, and they start to send the Zohar. So that's the same thing. So then the Yehuda says, well, that's weaker than Heftik. Weaker than Heftik. And you say a bracha lacha like the open, and you want the bracha to relate back to the mitzvah that you've already done. The weaker than Heftik would be immigrant the Maitah HaBlacha from the earth, and the Amirah HaBlacha to find it. So that's weaker than that you shouldn't be mastered yet. And I think that's pretty close, because you shouldn't say the Shem because that would constitute a... He said, draw yourself, and then he said, that's about me being the first. Then they said, I see them, I see them, and I got it. And he said, if you draw yourself, you draw yourself. He said, no, that's what you do, that helps everyone.
Yeah.
So then it seems to have all of them. So I said, that is the best chance to see the result. I've got an impression.
One thing.
What do you have to say that you're working on those things for the short movement of the block on the first house? You can have both. If you want to make a block on the first house, okay. As opposed to appear, so you have to make a block on the first.
If you are completing the slicing with the conclusion of the book, so by the time you finish the book, there's going to be a full thing ready for you. You don't have the hashish. That's the same thing with having a slice. Half an hour ago, Mali was a slice. Half an hour ago, Mali was a slice. But now, second before the completion of the book, not before the mice would seem to be like, why did you clear all that acceptable? Not to say that I might see, if you have a choice. Well, not to say that I might see, and the slice, Chala, Nishim, he's calling a bracha, because when he completes the bracha, when he begins the bracha, also, I think it's a kakao, he's completing the bracha, but he didn't begin the bracha. So all saying is on a slice, and you prefer to say the bracha on a shlema, on a fast nani, so what is the chiyah for him? What is the day? I'm insisting that you should say the hamaita on the shlema as opposed to the pizza, because on our pizza dollars, when you're going to finish the lechem in order, the shlema will already be sliced, hell on the love, if the love disagrees, when you're going to say that, are you asking a third version of what you should do? You should do the zarech, and then finish the bracha, and all we have to do is yachat ha-pizza. So the mice, how do we do? So the mice says, there's a machlokes. The first mandam is shir ruzi. The betayu is do, that they slice the chai. That's the first mandam. The chir bayash is there, the betayu is all about the chir bayash. They slice the shlema, they put it by the shir to diamond. The diamond is the sheep, the diamond is mitzvah. It's not all the mama, not that mitzvah. The only source that is whether he follows the second Rambam or the third Rambam. The second Rambam says, a little bit, you know, it's like that Sefer Rashi. You want to have it right away when you're about to put it. You don't want to have so much of a hectic. So the Nahagari had a good one say. Nahagari, the Chachmi, Nahagari, Abdi, Kiyakir, they follow the second sheet of the Gemara. That's what he said. Look, you have to be hard. That's what he said in the Gemara. They're completing the slicing. The Rabbana, the other Rambam, the Rambam, the Rambam, the majority followed Rambam. Amr Abinus, Abinus says his tradition, Amr the Yehud, his mother said, Avu, your father, Adi Kiyakir, he founded a Kiyakir early, the second Rambam, and Amr Akhir Toshtikha Drachi Mafat, and you should say, you know, it says you're cutting, the completing the cutting. However, the mother says, the Rabbanim, but the majority of the Chachamim didn't hold like his father, like Rabbanim's father, the Rabbanim also the Chachamim Adi Kiyakir, and that's the Akhir Mas Kandubas, the Kiyakir, the Rabbanim, 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 that the majority of the Amaran had like that. So what does that mean? So what does that mean exactly? The one at the Hatah, so to say. So the fact that it's a scripture, the rebate will interpret that means the Hebekai say, Hamelki, let him in her oil, and you have to finish saying your oil, but then you take a knife and you start cutting. So that is a smallish aspect. So I can have a minute to do that. I think it's going to be after the Hatah and the Hatah. So you should do a aspect either. Whatever you could have done before, you should have done before. So Taisi claims that the word Batsir doesn't mean to slice from the top to the bottom. It means the completion, the finishing of the separation. Yeah, it's still a shame, but it's clear when it says Mubak, Rahakat Matsaya, what it means is that the completion of the top is in the other way. And then, not just needed, and still connected on the bottom, and then you say, let's connect with ours, and after you finish saying, last time we finished, we just say, let's connect with ours, that's a clear, as I said, we cut that together. The third one done, after you finish, you say, let's connect with ours, then you cut through the bottom part, so the completion of the block, and Almighty was still decided over a shlame. Over a shlame. That's what Tracy's interpreted to my son. The Negro, Tracy says, this stock is only the bishop explained, but you should cut through here. And then send that to Rebbe Rebbe, then complete the bottom of Rebbe Rebbe, that's only on the weekday. That's only on the weekday. Now we climb into the Kalishma. The very thing is, there's a Hashiva that we study on earth, and every time has a point for Tisa. Because whenever you recite a block over, we discuss it, whenever you recite a block over an object, so that object, that's a miracle that enables you to perform the block of it. The family looks at the family death, it's considered like a half to family death. The death has been in the people looks at having a beautiful pair of children. The marriage of that family, I'm very proud of having a look at that student there in Calicia, and you should wrap them in a beautiful death and tell them everything should be beautiful. The book should be done in a book of the fashion. So to me, I recommend in the Chabad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that you read the Chabad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Chabad him, because then the Chabad is literally. So the day of the weekday, if you want to make a hidden mitzvah by reciting the bracha over the more chashe nefesh. That is the kind of a mission that we have. If you're going to say thank you, right, you're going to be free from the Zion, from the Shiva Panim, from the Shaks, from the Merit to Israel. And you're going to have also an apple, so it's preferable to send the broken egg on the plate, or on the tree. You're going to send the broken egg on the apple, because the weight of the tree from the Shiva Panim and the apple is not. That is until they send the apple on top of the tree, so they send the tree on top of the apple. Why? But the Hebrew mitzvah, the Hebrew mitzvah, the object of which the first block of Israel, the first Nashim, that means that's the thing of the Chetzah Shemi. The other person, maybe it's not Hashem ben Akhmus, and the block of Chal, I understand, it means the Chal, the first piece of Chal, that the thing of block on, is the Chetzah Shemi, so then it may be used to recite the block, that's called the Chetzah Shemi. So I mean, that's the whole Hashem. So that's the last thing that may possibly happen, that I'm going to cut all the way through, and it will be a proof that instead of the Shleim, it's about 30, and Sam, I can't find that up, it's just an Indian of the Hebrew Mishnah. But on Shabbos, thank you, sir, you need like a Mishnah, the North is in it, like a Mishnah, that's the more way, well, I don't know the Shabbos, I got a Mishnah, because my time, like a Mishnah, is there, and then, that's a Mishnah, that's 7 months before the bottom of Lamed Tzav Bei, to take the same thing, if you're not going to have two Shleim, and you won't be in performance of the Mishnah, like a Mishnah, like that, you're not going to deal with the Hebrew. Like on Israel, you prefer to have Shlomo as opposed to proof of the Shlomo, you have like you anyway, whether it's a proof of the Shlomo. On Shabbat, you can do the same, if you don't have Lechem, if you don't have two Shlomo, then you just have to get the Lechem Mishnah Pili. You want this. But instead, there's a Shubha where he says otherwise. So Shabbat Shubha, so he defends the practice that they had in the Shubha and the Lechem, that by the time you say Shuri, perhaps
And I said, you know what, you never see that. And I showed it to you. So what do you have? So you have a piece of bread. So bite a piece of bread. And a little piece of bread. Oh, it's a piece of bread. But what I'm showing you now, it wasn't baked that way, but it's a full, as far as you know, it's a full piece of bread.
No. That is a big mock egg, and you take the mushroom and you come out of the oven, and you know, and break into it, and they break it. Some bakeries, I think Manischewitz, has them cut before they go into the oven. It's the customer separating the oven, but they break it out, they come out for 3 years and they break it. And then they break it later, and they die again. So that was a big mock egg, 40, 50 years ago, they made sugar for sugar. They then had the sugar. And I just have sugar about that next time. Well, that grow the Shleim on out of health and came back from the other one big unit. Yeah. And then we go, but later, maybe it's not every time. Well, see, I don't know how to do it. Let's grow the Shleim. This is the unit. Yeah, that's good because originally it started and that is one of the men that was very big, so they connected together. It's a little different, right? After here it's more of a thought. No, so I don't think that's any problem. So they just said, look, you have a market that's a little bit chipped in the corner. So I look at the chip there, you're a better happy as well. You have a market that's very despair, you just have a little chip there. So the country is a Russian agent about what's going on. It's not really such a lie, but it could be something like that. The Russian Arabian is talking about the Dindal Abdullah and make an Arabic Hatzeris. That's why we attend families and the other are carrying all the way. So the next video on the other Hatzeris, what do we have to do? Nine of the families have to put a matzah, a chal or whatever, into the home of one. But that family will live there, Chabad gets their home. And the other nine will put their chal or a matzah, it's considered if it's their home. But also, the other family is living in his home. And nobody has to tell anybody else. That's the philosophy behind the Ruby Hatzer. So the Gemara said, you know, the Shinji Machlaker, the good one is going to give a harsh way, the good one is going to give a harsh way, so they're going to start arguing with each other. Why would I have to give such a big kala? The neighbor's going to ask, why to the kala? The neighbor's going to have one, but everybody has to give a shlev. You're not supposed to give a food. Unless one person has done it in my building, I buy a box of matches in the store. And I'm exactly a ship for the others. One person collects matches from the Shemi Shabbos, one person buys it at. So then it says, sugar on, what's going to be over there? My focus? Who's going to be jealous of whom? I gave him. No one gave anything. I gave anything. I brought all the matches in the store and I used exactly. So the others, I made a ship for them. He went on dead food for the rest of it. But if you actually collect them, if only the other nine families are going to put a matter, a challah, in the home of the tenth family, so then the Americans will insist that they should have this level. So not the lawyer, the rest is present based on the Gemara. And then if a word mafish chala yet from the master, so he says to be mafish chala, so what's the time to be mafish chala? Ah, you're going to break off a little piece of chala, won't be a shayla. He says, how much are you taking off of that? You're telling me what he did, echad in yam chet. What? About a bed, except echad in yam chet, and a knock on test. Something. A knock on test. A knock on test, 1 out of 24. I think the Rosh has such a lesson. A Nachman only takes that 1 out of 48, you can still call the Shlema. If you're missing less than... less than what? Less than 2%. Well, yeah, 1-2%, something like that. So that's not called a lot. So that's not going on at all. The Rosh is talking about a different thing. He's talking about Machlekes, like King and Sina. But if you're going to give a full matzah, my matzah is going to be a little shit, so I'm going to give a full chal, your chal is going to be a little missing. So that one comes to the group, that's a bad escalator, but why? When you're talking about a bit of shlema, that's really shocking out. Is that like that? So then, of course, and then, so, yeah, I don't think that the definition of shlema there, by the, it corresponds to shlema and Adab. The question is, make a clear that if less than Echem in Yom Chet, it's not called Chesed, it's called Shlema, so the same should be that it's Yerta Asim.
I'm going to, you take out some options from the box, and you found them on the gold ship. Are you allowed a Sinji to make that a Shlema?
And you'll make the hell, but that was the intention of the Sina, that's the unit, so that's Kurdish time. However, on the ear, a lot of that is big matzah, a lot of times that missing is less than Echad in Enchad. So it goes to the point, Shukhanach, I mean the Mechanic Enchad. Missing less than Echad in Enchad, less than 1% doesn't count. That's a tiny little bit, doesn't count, that's Kurdish time. If you cut it in here, if you pick up one head and the other head is going to fall off, then again don't return the slime. It's only for the slime, if you pick up one head and the other head is going to fall off, then again don't return the slime. It's only for the slime, if you pick up one head and the other head is going to fall off, then again don't return the slime. Okay. The same problem, the definition of Rosh Hashanah, what's the pizza? The person says that on Shabbos, the walk on the Adam is going to be dealing with the Hebrew Messiah. That it should be a shame. And if it won't be a shame, that's what happens. That won't come to an end. It won't have the Hebrew Messiah. So then it's preferable to be the doctor to lessen the heft to come to the conclusion of the bracha. And yet, you know, even though you run a possible risk of not having the shame. So you won't answer. The worst that will happen is you won't have the Hebrew Messiah. Not having the Hebrew Mitzvah is not as common as having a hectic, unnecessary hectic in between the block and the Akhira. I'll show you can on Shabbos, if it will turn out that you don't have the Hebrew of having a Shlema, then the Mitzvah has this. That is explained. You miss the whole Kiyum and Rachamishna because Rachamishna must be Shlema. That's what it says. Rachamishna must be Shlema. Well, that's what it says. Rachamishna must be Shlema. It doesn't come from anywhere. That's what he tells him in his children. He doesn't even have to go home. That's what he says. 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 Yes. 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 That's what why should not the Shabbat Yadam at Tzah, Kodim Shukrich Lavdokhe, he may then stay cut all the way through and what will happen then, so the real Alecha Mishnah, you won't be in performance of the Ezer Alecha Mishnah, and the weekdays you just won't be in performance of the Hebrew. But on Shabbat Yadam, you lose the whole Mitzvah Alecha Mishnah. So that's what the Ezer Mishnah Alecha had on. That you make a slighter cut on the surface of the challah to demonstrate that you would have preferred to have cut more in order to minimize the hectic to the completion of the blood and the akhila. And then later on you have to cut on that crack, otherwise it is just going to make a slight stretch and cut somewhere else. But that's one stretch. That might not have color of anything. So you really think that you try to minimize the...
What do you do with this mark?
Make a preparation from the Hatek. And I'm trying to just make a flat stack on the top, and then you say that I don't know what the then you continue to cut. But there's another difference. On Shabbos, what the usual idea is, the Baladessa Foundation is not there by Baladessa. Everyone else is doing this because they, the village, Shammai, are too honest. They want to pay attention, even if they don't live to long name. They might say, this is Sharia, is this the head to them? But the mice are the side of the army, so honest. So once they get there, I mean, the Aliyah Samuel is considered as if it were a chemic of the Brocher. So since it's considered as if it's a chemic of the Brocher, so the one who says Hamelti is not the first to finish cutting not the first to finish cutting, as it's in the weekday, he's not the first to finish cutting, until after he finishes the Brocher, until after they finish the Ramein. But you have 10 days by it, and after until the last one, the month of the Ramein, so you guys should take Ramein to Ramein. That's the place to say, so the parish Moshe Shachman come and Daphne Mizayim, not children, it's more concrete. But the Iran, not only are you not supposed to complete the cutting of the challah, but after you finish, I know you're not going to have to drop it, but you have to learn that you take your army into your enemy. If there are other people being able to do drop and they're entering on it, if they're not entering on it, okay. If it's not being done, it's on the entry anyway. So then you can cut that away, but if you know there are other entering on it, which is the normal thing, reasonable thing to do in Toronto. So the army is considered a failure of the bureaucracy. Just like that first cut before you finish your bureaucracy, it's considered that you didn't finish your bureaucracy yet. Let's say, I have met a missionary, and I say, let's go back in the house, and everybody has their own halal, and they're at their place. The places have two sheep, there's the next place, and they have their own, they're not eating from my halal, they have their own. Do you still insist that Mary should err on the seat of Hashem, listen, and she eats them on the road, Mary should begin to eat, and let the house for 2 days, and I'm having a bath of wine, and we put it in wine, whatever you want, and the women's cup, and we put it in wine, and then everyone's cup. If they're eating from mine, not that hard, they should wait till I eat. But if they have their own wine, they have their own collar in front of each one of them, so if they're not a nation of that hair, I finish the bracket. So if they're younger, they have to wait till they eat this, so let them eat this in time, each one of them. That's how it starts. But if they're eating from mine, then they have to wait. That's how it gets to wait. Whatever they intend to say, I will plan to meet you at that hair, and meet you at that hair. If I'm going to say that, I'm back and I'll make you. And it's going to come out that I don't eat or I don't drink, or it's going to come out broccoli like that. So how can I say, I'm going to start eating the challah, drinking the wine before I eat, before I drink, and then that'll cross them. That will not be without a broccoli. If I'm going to, I won't drink, so it comes out the broccoli of the challah. And broccoli of the challah. The place is the other day, we're impossible. The other day, it says it's all. That the others better not start eating or drinking before I eat or drink to make sure that my broccoli is cow, but the broccoli is a broccoli. The better it's legitimate that my broccoli is cow and food. According to that, right. Right? According to that opinion, He didn't know it, so he said, no, we'll figure it out as he goes along. Square by year. So he figured the first thing he said, both are broken, so he said, both are broken. And then he's begging, and we're going to help him out to say, whatever the longer Kiddush, we should have it, the longer Kiddush. So he saw that they all started drinking from a cup to one. Hashtag in the Rajvan says that Kiddush Rabbah means a nation traveling there. And he's a short Kiddush. It doesn't mean the long Kiddush. He was a short Kiddush. So he also drank more cups. Because he said, Kafashi, he said, Kafashi, I'm into my shed with him, I should eat him on there. So he says, gives two to you. So one thing he says is that everybody has a long cup of wine. The old cloud is only the Shindach Hez. But he says, no violation of the Hez. How can I still everybody have a long cup of wine? So then, he says, the other day in person was exactly this. The reason why I'm into my shed with him, I should eat him on there, because my brother loves me high yet, so that's the flag on the other. But I keep eating more for the Sarish and Rosh Hashanah, and the same time in Rosh Hashanah, that yes, the Mercy, even if I'm not drinking the wine at all, I can say Kiddush for you, and not drink at all, and you can drink the wine, you can be Yankee, it's not just like I can say yes, the Mercy, and the Kiddush, and Shaykhah, you can say yes, the Mercy, and the Gopi Abokan, and Kiddush as well. Even though the Gemara is only talking about Gemara, I'm talking about Kiddush on Friday night, we're not talking about Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Maybe it's only on Friday night, but the Gopi Abokan comes together in conjunction with the Kiddush. That is why the Kiddush only consists of Pratya Adasa. And once the Raji returns, and once the Raji returns, we share the Raji returns. And it's what? Raji, they became Ezra, and it's from our place, and it's from the end of the Rokhim. And you know it's what? Right and it's what? So they square it. And then they return to the Greek because they had a guest to make the guest in the fly on Shabbos morning. And I'm glad on Friday night, I can say yes to make the Raji Rokhim. The whole Kiddush only consists of Pratya Adasa. So that's going to be a Hasanani. But Taiti says no, so they are more. high school defenders that place. But even though the high school defenders can still, you can still say, you can still say yes and no. That's not a problem.
But how can they move the wall?
And therefore the primary applies on this, it doesn't apply on Kiddush. But in case you say that the most, and say to the Mechanic, it even works on Shabbat morning. You are not asking that to take it, but you say yes or mercy, even on Kiddush on Shabbat morning. Even you get to a chasana, so sometimes the mind in the chab is so many people with different brachas, so they break up. This person says one brach, then he says another brach. So some are not clear that by the difference you see, and if you need excuse, you don't give that to a brach alone. You have to give that to a brach with the... What's your name? Why? Why can't we have a better? For some, what kind of a kibbutz is it? That's why we're going to be able to kill. Should you say first A and then B, or should you say first B, and then and that gives the detail.
Makes the most important one very nice. To eat first, that is the best way to eat first.
And you have to give him, if for your sake, it's his car, then he should eat first, and then the other should only eat after him. And if there's anybody has their own car on in front of them, then they don't have to wait for him.
You shouldn't have the others before he eats the dog.
And I think we should really close like that. But the proper thing is he should eat before he cuts the others. And others, don't follow the rules. for the shell of
everything.
So he says, yeah, if he's saying Kiddush for others who are also going to enter Amen, so Amen is the next verse. Like Pesach's Pesach in Gemara Amen Zayin. The Bina is Tich Lamasi Hayin. Shema Yitzah Kodem. You want Pesach Hasechale, so you finish the block, and as Aliyah Tamer Ad Bishalim, a lot of the Yitzah, if you stand up, I'm saying Kiddush, and you're entering Amen, has nothing to do with it, and nothing to do with it, that Kiddush, that's Tamer Amen. And so Shachim, keep ahead and say Amen. But that doesn't relate to my brother. I'm saying the Yitzah, it relates to myself and others, he's living with that element, and then Yamun becomes a chain of the bracha, and I'm not supposed to cut the chal and throw out the tree, I'm in the tree or onion. But that's what he says, but since that when you say that's our bracha, so you start enter others, and you expect them to say onion, then he claims that's the only time that they're establishing in the gears, that he says that they're good. Tell him you have to tell Shereva. Sure, but now this is close and you shall be done to a different story. How does the family present this? The family says that the reason is you had two considerations here. On the one hand, you had two conflicting considerations. On the one hand, you want to say, Baruch Ha'an Shlomo. You don't know if that's Tama sliced meat. That's the first sliced bread. But that's not like the same way to understand. It's preferable to the same way to understand. On the other hand, you want the same way to understand. On the other hand, you don't want to have too big a head to keep between the brook of Panayamin and the eating. If you're going to really have the brook of inside of over a shlema. And then after you finish and open that noise, then you got to cut it. Like the Yeshmi Shangri Minit, 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 they're like that. So then thank you for having an objection. But that's too much of a head. So everyone, so it's preferable to cut. That's the whole challah before. That was the first one then, but that's the whole challah before. But that's the one part of my duty. If you're not going to be the level of clear that the first one then was the shame duty. But that's the part of the second that the cut the whole challah before you say, I'm like, you got a little bit before, and you talk to the rest in the middle, or after. Everything is to make a compromise between these two conflicting considerations. That's the way the Babli presents it. That's the way Tessa presents it. And Yishami, Tessa says, and Yishami says in Gansi, the nation is leading to Raya, the Russian of Tessa says, Mishum, because they're not bringing any Raya. They should say, so the Yishami will be a time after. Yishami has a totally different head from the Babli. We had the Yishami, so the quote is quoted before by the Tumas. What if a person says, both the Ray, Salatis, and Dr. Adam, and the vegetable, and Dr. Adam, and a cup, and the essence goes out, and that's where the coming to drink is that cup. The essence goes out, the Ray wants to take a drink, he takes another cup, so that's the thing about the Ray over again. The Yishami says, that's the reason for that Kriya is given over here. That we don't want you to follow Kriya by Yashi. It's not Yashi, so it's preferable to slice the Ochai and the Zim. So then you don't have to do it, so much of that life, and then you eat it right away. So that it was a shlema, it was cut specifically for this meal. Then you go to shlema, and there's no half to set the best way. The rest of my number says master, wise master. So he learned in the family, more shlema. I'm not even going to have to put the end, but we have more either of shlema, because the shlema of the shah tabrecha. they were even after you finished pronouncing the entire bracha. The Yeshama says, no. You shouldn't begin to cut it through because if you're going to cut it in advance, so that's like, if, let's say like they do it away. So you wash and close the garden, then you have slices, little slices. You know, it's like one of those, like, I'm not saying that I'm going to order, but everybody's pushing and shoving over there, then it's over there. They may drop this little piece of color, but then you're going to have to put another piece of color. Then you're going to have to put another, I'm not saying that I'm going to order. But then you're going to find out, but you said it back to that house. But traffic was rather than to say Hamelti on a little toothbrush, because you may drop it instead of the brush, and I'll tell you, say Hamelti on the whole palette, but even though you're going to slice it, and you may drop that slice, that's the whole palette, on the whole palette. If you drop that, you have another piece. There's another piece, everything is in pieces. That is the shayla we have the machlokes in the chabad of Ramor. If I say shachalim the dvarei on this cup, and I think the green grape is being cut from the cup of the evening, and then this cup is in one piece, can I take the other cup without saying another bracha? So the machlokes seems to say that here has to say another bracha. That the bracha is only called on whatever you plan to drink first on the first mashal, and the Ramor says no. If you plan to have more, everything is included. So that's where we are from the same shayla. If I said I'm working on this little piece of sliced cob, that's all I said to you, that's going to have more color in the course of the evening. This color, that's how we all have, then have more. So there, according to the Ramah, that does not constitute a cob. Since the reach is on the referring to, then it would be a block of ourselves.
Right.
That if I'm sitting at the table, I'm going to slice and take a slice, then the referring to the wrong one, that would not be a problem. Schleimer. No, that's a truth. Just as an agent. Just as an agent, if you have a slice, let's say the 10 people are living in a fashion house, the 10 Chinese shoppers, and they're one night, and then they're going to lose that Kala Shleila in my home. So I live in my house. I don't have to cut this there. I live here for sure. And by the other 9 people putting their Kala there, my home, so it's considered to be a then families meet happily together, unhappy together, whatever, and nobody acts on anybody else. It says there has to be a shame, they're not going to get a proof there, the shame not places, the shame first kid and see. So what happens if they have a proof there, but it's all together with a system? Then if you look, there's one of them gives a slice load or a slice collar, which could put this, it's in the inside, they have everything all together. So in short, that is acceptable. So the shayla is, does that carry over to Birchas HaMotzi Lechel? Is that good for Lechem Mishnah? The place is coming about this house to be Shleimer. If you put a kid and you put a kid to a kid, and it's all together, is that also called the Shleimer? Or should you say, that's the Machlekes? Or should you say to Shleimer? No, no, no! That's only a consideration in the Machlekes. As long as it looks like the Shleimer, that's enough. Now, the way it looks is enough to be the side of Machlekes. As long as it looks like a Shleimer, I go to Shleimer, he looks like a great Shleimer. So that would be enough to stop the problem of Machlekes. I do the damage, it's not a Shleimer. If that's why many tests in that Machlekes would be right there, now there's many tests that the Kisser trick is only good for everything. It's been the solid Machlekes, but it's not good for Shleimer, but Hamaytzi is not good for Shleimer, but that's why a lot of Machlekes say not so. If they are just that Kisser and accomplishing that for Shleimer, for everything purposes, but for Shleimer, for Hamaytzi, for Hamaytzi, for that's the argument. No, that should be the argument. But the Russia only said it's going to get to Machlekes. How do you know that it's good when it gets to Machlekes? Yeah, but that's like this. Well, I think all the person I'm asking is, because you see, the Rosh was solving both problems, I think. The Rosh was talking about Shabbos. The Rosh was talking about Shabbos, so he said that if you're a great author and you're 148, and the Matish Chalos, so there won't be a problem, it will be a Shlema. I think the Rosh feels a bit foolish. It will even be a Shlema when it gets to Lacha Mishnah. I think he's even talking about that.
The Rashi sounds like he said that when you make a very good chaser in the community, when the partner is working, you have to renew it every week. That's the simple reason of Rashi. Because the Gemara says that not to renew, you have to rent from the guy every week. That's what he's talking about. You have to rent from the guy every week. That's the most that's from the rest of the other. That's the right here. But Rashi sounds like he said you have to rent from the guy every week, and that I rented from the guy last week is not worth anything. The nation, the end of the Mishnah Berurah says they rent for 5 years, and it's a Chinese, you shouldn't rent for too long a period of time because it shouldn't be done. Yeah. He says that's not right. You shouldn't rent for too long a period of time because there may be a traitor. That who authorized the mayor or the chief of police or whatever, they have to rent to the Jews for such a long period of time. If they rent for 5 years, maybe it's next place. They can send you as a status of stealing sheep, and they're not going to get so angry about it. And so I went to and so that's the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Shiva, the Shlomo was quotes from the Ramban Shiva, but that's not proper for one for two more. But the Shiva is the Shiva, that's the Rashi, it sounds like he's there, because the Gemara says in the Elam, that they have a city with, we make an area around the city, so you still not want to carry it, so they make an area, that's a city where that's not. So the Gemara says, the only ones who walk around each other are the Yidin. The Gemara Sapi really shouldn't ask it. The Gemara Sapi is asking the Gemara to do it again. The same time. So that's the reason why they're not going to be able to do it, because we are talking about that. So the Gemara says, in order to give the Jew our time, we want the Chachamim didn't know that we should live in integrated neighborhoods. We don't know we should live in a neighborhood where they were dead. We don't know we should live in a shkuna that's only you. Huh? Okay, nation. We should live only by you, we shouldn't be any guy in the neighborhood. So they made the Chachamim that the Jew should ask to, even though we could have been, it doesn't make sense to talk to the Jew to be a guy. The Jew should ask to, in order that we should feel so uncomfortable that the Rashi should have to feel uncomfortable. Every Friday we're going to have to go knock on the great door and present again. And this is when I left them the wrong way. Well, the cycle is coming every week to rent a penny, a dollar, whatever you do, what are you renting every week? So the Jews are going to feel so uncomfortable, so they're going to move out from living in Lebanon, they're moving to Belfast. You don't stay by the garden anymore. They're going to show you. So the simple reason that Rashi is that you have to rent every week. So the Rashi has the kindness on that Rashi. Can't be, you never heard of such a thing. Rashi never meant it, Rashi never said it. I want to rent for one, it's still good for us. But I did not ask for that Rashi. So the Rashi just goes back to Rashi. They do not have to rent every week. So the Rashi wants to for sure rent every week.
You said I'm not seeing a shoe hanging for all the time. You're going to over the table.
Okay, the other one goes into the other discussion that Tosfos was relying on coming forth. What if the person has in front of him, people are sitting, they just washed down to the Sudan, they're about to eat, I might see. And the way that comes in return, all kinds of colors. He has teaching, Shlomit. He has flying color, and he has Shlomit, complete circle. Only I've heard the word of teaching, we'll take that as a Shlomit. Sounds like, preferable to say that I'm making on the cut colors, rather than to say, I'm a Shlomit. In other places, Rashi would describe it as a Shlomit. Rashi learns in the Gemara, Omer Avune, and not for the work, if the best the same God, that Rashi learns Shalavim. There is no yichud in having a Pashlema over a Pashlema. The Chalm is true. Against the Yichud, there is no yichud. Rabbeinu is a peak of the Pashlema. That's how Rashi learns. there's no use in having a shleima over a kufa. But if you have a kufa and a shleima, they're both the same size. Actually, okay, let's if one of them is bigger than the other, it's the teaching of the slight color. It's not a color, let's say, we shall shoot, but I have the white, the rest of the color is there. And now I have a shleima, I'm moving the blue color, that's very small. But then I'll put it with the graphic of the city. Well, our teacher, graphic of the city, the other Muslim from godless size, is in the ocean. There was a shleima. The Torah just cut it up, 1970 people washing so fast. Because there's a shleima. If you had left over from Lesnar's Chasana, or left over from some previous occasion, and they didn't cut it, it wasn't a shleima, the Torah cut it up specifically for this meal. So anyway, so this might be the first one, but I'm going to say that's no good. So there is a legal to be set over the shleima. Except that the three sheets were the Agra, the Kibarashi, and Rabbi and Rav with the three sheets were, how do you deal with the tension between the different civilizations? But on the one hand, you want to have a shleima for the heathen, and on the other hand, you don't want to have too much of a hesped between the reciting of the Torah and the Achilles. So it's not like you're trying to arrange, how do you compromise between those? And Rashi went here in Rav Huna, that Rav Huna likens up the whole thing of shleima, but there's not a shleima for shleima at all. All week long. It doesn't make a difference. Only five things are off. One is a shleima, and his truth is bigger than a shleima, then the truth would be the number of the Torah. And the Yechonon holds like the only other line from before. That's how Rashi works. That's how Rashi works. Place is, we do not agree with Rashi. The second place on about place close to Rashi, we find it very difficult. So that's what place is saying, not close to the place. How can Kirish have been found? It's saying that Rashi doesn't, I don't know, to me I didn't see that the Rashi was so difficult. Especially the place is first, so I'm not so, it's just not the Mashna. They didn't get the impression from his mind. So they said, I'll keep doing this, I'll be the time the mind is speaking to go over the Shlomo time. To begin with, the talking, not that Rashi learned, Amar Al-Fina, not that Rashi, Mizorach Al-Fina, Mizorach Al-Fina means, if you want to, you can send peace and answer on this. And if the Christian says, Shlomo doesn't mean anything, and if it happens to be bigger, then it will be preferable. The Tezis doesn't know, and the Tezis learns, the whole case, the whole Mizubah is like that. Everybody's asking that Shlomo. What? Rav Huna is going to disagree with everybody. No, they kind of have it. Rav Huna often knows that you need Shlomo. But the other Shlomo is, well, if you have a leftover Chalak in Shlomo Shubin, that gives more of a market back. If you have a leftover Chalak in Shlomo Shubin, that's still big. But it's a Pusa. If you think a little bit of Shlomo, then it's a Shlomo. And now we have the Shlomo, a little blue color, that's very small. It's 1/3 the size, 1/4, 1/10 the size. So the big challah, the best of my question is that when you have Yechon on the Nitzkei, the Rabbeinu says, that's what I'm going to learn, this challah has now, this challah has mine. So think what? It's still a Nitzkei, that's optional. Now Rashi says the Rabbeinu, Rashi says the Rabbeinu, Mubarak had a piece in the midst, the piece of Shleim is all the same thing, if it's the same size of Shleim, because Shleim doesn't mean anything, going to Rabbeinu, the only thing that counts for going to Rabbeinu is size, if it's bigger in size. And in other words, if the Kufa will be bigger than the Shleima, then Rav Huna will say you have to stay around the Kufa. But Rav Huna doesn't know like that. Rav Huna learns that Huna is marking the Shleima strip of all of it. If you have a Shleima and a Shleima, about the Shleima. Then if you have two Kufa, if there's two Shleima, then one is clearly bigger than the other, then the Kufa has a mile. And now the Shleima is. And that's what both agree. Rav Yechon and Rav Huna both agree. Now that's another shleima. What if you have a shleima which is a small blue color, and you have a tuti which is really much bigger? So which is that? It's a shkuma.
You say, I like them, whichever one you want. Each one has a mile, and if he's telling that, has a mile of a consensus. You have an option of saying, I like them, whichever one you prefer. And have you ever had disagreement and it says, no, that they're not equal, that the mile of Shlomo is greater than the mile of the Bela. That's what Rabbi Natan says. I'll consider Rabbi Natan. That's in the second place, in the right of 10 lines into the text. I'll consider Rabbi Natan. The nine of the pieces, the Bela and the Ha Machlekes, the Ha Medubra of the Machlekes is that case. The thief in the Bela and the Shlomo is Tanin. That's the case that the Rabbi will walk up to you. Shlomo, that's when the Rabbi will walk up to you. Shlomo, that's when the Rabbi will walk up to you. Shlomo, that's when the Rabbi will walk up to you. Shlomo, the one has the Milo of Shlomo, the one has the Milo of Gedela. So there's no kibbutz. The echad in this kibbutz says no shleim in Yitro. The first thing is the chayin halacha, that's how he talks them. Why? Because the call of Tzaka are Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan halacha. It's Rabbi Yechanan, he's not in anything, he's just all the call of Tzaka. And that's Mamzad, Mamzad. The Imam says, whenever Rabbi Yechanan in this kibbutz was one of the contemporaries of his, Rabbi Yechanan is not the same of those like Rabbi Yechanan in Sefer Kishay. And Rabbi Yechanan is the Shemur of Dinnah like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan is the Dinnah like Rabbi Yechanan. We always talk about Rabbi Yechon when he disagrees with Echad with Kedah, and that's it's Rabbi Shmuel against Rabbi Yechon. What did I want to say? If it's two to one, then Rabbi Yechon is the method, but if it's one against one, Rabbi Yechon will win, except Rabbi Shmuel from Levi. That's the type of type of life, and Igman will be able to give it. And it's Rabbi Yechon against Rabbi Shmuel from Levi, where the contemporary of his, but Igman says we would follow Rabbi Shmuel from Levi. The place is Rabbi Shmuel, say Rabbi, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Esther Rabbi Yechanan again, Rabbi Yehuda, who was the Talmud of Rav. Ah, but there's a filchah, there's not another good one. And so you have a cloud also to Kabbalah. But everything in the later generation took into consideration. Then all of the Yehuda Yechachan himself, and he came to a conclusion. But Rabbi Yehuda was the Talmud of Rav, and I left the Kabbalah. The Tessie says, no, that cloud also to Kabbalah, he only comes now by the Rav Yehuda. That's what Tessie says. Is not is more obvious than Gibel.
That's the problem.
And the Balabayit is not not so fancy. So then the Pasukim is Kodesh. Unless the one is Tamil, one is Tahar. So the one that's Tahar, it's expressing it. So she said, I'm the one that's Tahar, as opposed to saying, I'm not the one that's Tamil. But one is Pasak and one is Pasukim, so you should be sure to say, the Brach HaMoti and the Pasukim. What do you mean, is it Pasak and the Brach?
But the Shabbos, you're not supposed to eat.
I'm eating. But if it's Pat Papa, he's a baker and he bakes it for the Republic, let it come. We'll buy it. And I said in Zohar, but then the Yishami says in the Bible it's not so clear. But the Yishami says that in later generations, the Chalayim saw that it was a very shame that people had him running back. So they were maker, if it's a Pat Papa, they were maker because why should I feel when everything's good? Let it break all over there. From over 1,000 customers would buy Entenmann's bread or whatever, whatever the Gersha company is, Entenmann's also Gersha company. Well, all of the people that buy these Gersha bread, why should I come sell everything good? That's what the president said. That's why one is more kosher than the other. You know, people speak the best kosher, one is only kosher, the shaita al-sak, and the other one is kosher, even the hakri, like on a certain achiever. We're not meant to eat the past talk, because it's a good one. But we choose not to rely on the kula in that definition. A kula, but by Salta, there's a machlekes in the Rishon and whether that bishalaku. What if it's a boy cooked in a restaurant and it's open to the public, whoever wants, can kind of buy it, it's a factory, and the manufacturer for the public, whatever one can buy it. So this factory has also, that we don't use to feed it by us, or that even if not, we should not even get, because the certain points of the recruiting to different areas, maybe two different times. One is where a schmucker is vegetables that are cooked by the girl, one is where a fat factory. But just because the Yishami says that in the later generation they thought that the bread was a very shalom that people said in Ramad bread, that could be the type of only on bread, like the Yishami explained. The Tzatzik says in Kumish, Kilea alechem adazel yichya ha'adam, that the Yishami reword in the least, al alechem yichya ha'adam. The Tzatzik says, no al alechem adazel yichya ha'adam, which I'll call most of the Yishami yichya ha'adam, they don't some gave the Yidin in the loop, but they gave them the monkey. To teach them the lesson that you think years ago, you and America said, the main part of the meal was bread. In America, a lot of people hardly eat any bread. But years ago, the main thing of the meal was bread. But the Chumash says that you ship a lot because they're both filled, but the Rashi used to always eat bread in the middle of the meal. So everything they ate with the bread. But the Pasuk says, you shouldn't think that you're laughing a lot. Then you say, hard and tell God most of the question, it's really about money. That's it. Mashmoth of this passage is, I will let the Yishe Omri. So that's what a lot of Yishanim had on. Why would they not say Tzatz Chasser? Because it's not Hashash Chasser. That's the truth that it was considered Hashash Chasser because I will let the Yishe Omri. But I'm Shmokai. And the other thing that it could say is that they were not Matzah. That's why we talk to Yishe Omri. And Tzatz Yishe Omri, I don't even think they both were able to disagree. And I'm afraid they were born in the air. And they tell us that Baikon Yishe Omri, that Baikon Yishe Omri, they just say, that we pass them like the Rajbah, not like the Rahul, but the after the part, the other side to pass. Mm-hmm. And we never applied to Shlokas. That's why there's a problem on some Syrian groups. That's why there's a problem of Bishalakus.
Okay, the question is very unsure.
Yes, we never done it to this. And that's why we have added to this. But the Yezid, years ago, everybody relied on Shaka Tankiriyev, and everybody relied on Yezid. The Ramah says, so I'm not trying to fool with the Yezid. What is the Mishalat is telling her the way she deals in her home, and she does all of the cooking. So it's about a best to like the fire, so then the Ramah is made from, the Chavah is not made from, the Ramah is made from, by Pashtapun, that's in the Gemara. So if the Jew lit the fire, and then the Jew put in the flare, so that's in the first Pashtapun. The Ramah says that the Jewish man is cooking in the home, and then the maid did the cooking, because that means the Ramah fasting that that takes to us Bishalachim also, like the first five seconds. So what if the Balabas would be like the fire, what if the maid used to try to do the cooking? Because Mamish Bishalachim, if you're not allowed to eat, so the Ramah has another cooler. So the Yad is not the Hatsir. The Ramah has another cooler. The head tradition of Bishalachim is because of intermarriage. I'm going to marry Mamish Balabas, and she's the maid. I'm going to marry her daughter. So she, today, the prince will marry the person from the lower class to the society. Even in the standing down the bathroom, I mean, you stand aside, they can't marry you there, but not for the fact that they believe they have intermarried, that if the food is actually a group, they'll be interested in getting ready to test, then they can't marry you there, but now you're there. But if it's a lower level of society, that's my name, so let's try to have marry you there. So the Lord says, she's the name of Moshe Lechatzin, if I could get that way, and I was not maker, that the reality is maker. So that's what years ago, a lot of people used to buy work for him, good. That was kosher, they didn't have that kosher here. I had a problem at Bishal Akron. So they said, who are the people who went to the factory?
They're not,
obviously it's a much lower level of salary, because you've got me in the factory.
But if it's so important, it cooks for thousands of people, and many people arrive, then it should be looking for that one of the houses, so if you go, turn it down and step on it. Down and step on it. You know, it's a good idea. You don't accept that.
The thing is that when you go about swimming, you don't say differentiate, but this case has a fight, that doesn't apply, this case has a fight. You say, well, it's good, so why here do we...
Why here all the same time? Because there's no different time like that. And therefore, it's not all Ashur Molochim, it's not a promotion chai, so then it's not made in the Chasim, so it's less this time. Only it's a matter of question. You see that it's a Gemara made in Yerushim, some are Cholim here, some are Cholim not. So that's what led the different Rishonim, and not the traditional Chulim. But this Chulim, on the lower level of deciding that there are no longer makers than Yerushim, that's what it is. So that's from years ago, people in America used to be naked, we all knew, working from Baptist about that. Many of them were with Baptist and we shall welcome in the factory. So it's not sad that he ever admitted that he gave a house back to the end. And now, it's possible to be not true about that. It's possible for his factory to be in the Baptist and that perhaps too. I want to give a hazaka if it's such a food that is yet to be made. This sheep is done in such an impersonal fashion that they manufacture for thousands of people. We don't talk like that, but we will be in the process that other sheep is being made. If you have the Ramad Kula, no, the Ramad Kula is only, that's only to be added, that's not to have to. If you have other Kula, everything that's together will be added. The Machlokes Lakuna against Rabbi Yechon was a more specific case. Rabbi Yechon is going to put in the next line of the Gemara there. Machlokes Rabbi Yechon is a Machlokes Lakuna and Rabbi Yechon is if you have each one of the Chalas has a Maila. You have a Shlema which is small and you have a Prusa which is large. So size is one Maila and Shlema is another Maila. So what do you do with a competition with each other? Lakuna says, screw it. There's even an engineer to you by Chalas. Rabbi Yechon says, no, that the Maila Shlema is preferable to the Maila of Gedolah. Avos of the Gemara, one is Chitin and one is Tzeres. So Chitin has a Maila as a Tzeres, the Gemara has later. So the fact that the Chumash Chitin is Tzeres. That is Chitin says that you have to tell the name. So the Kala Kalim is Tzeres, Kalim is Tzeres. So since Chitin precedes Shlema, it's Macha, Chashit. So what if you have one is Chita and one is Torah, but the one that's Torah is the Shlema, and the one that's Chita is the Prusa. So then you might say, if that's the case, I have a Prusa, Shalchit and Shlema, Shalchit. If they have come, they would all agree, Mavah HaRakusa, Shalchit and Prusa, Shalchit and Shalchit. Why? So my love Chitim outweighs the my love Shlema. So who is talking that out when? So that's what led the Rabbi in the time to give his interpretation. So all my claims that only Rabbi Yechon is, each one of them has a my love. Then Rashi learns, Rashi went to the coin to Lakuna, Shlema is not a mile at all. Shlema is not a mile at all. Rabbi Yechon Shlema is a mile. And then what if you had one Shlema
And one of the truths of Gedalia, because I'm a Shlomo, the paper of Una, Shlomo was not a Milo at all, but Gedalia is a Milo. He was saying I'm a Gedalia. And so I did the top, no, Shlomo is a Milo. Not only is it a Milo, even a bigger Milo than truth of Gedalia. But the Rabbeinu Tam said that because everything was missing, and Mamish says, I took it to the Rabbeinu Tam. So he says, the Henshah Hadmar reads better according to Rabbeinu Tam. It sounds like from the very beginning, that's what we were discussing. Hachayim Rabbeinu and Rabbeinu Tam was, each one of the two chalas has a Milo, which one out there, the other Rabbeinu says Shkulim. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that's the Shleim of these that the Gedalia. But in this case, the Chitwa Milo is certainly greater than the Rabbeinu Tam.
That's the first time in the text, it's a myself, I show the mother. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Abba, keep Hanoi. Rabbi Abba says, he thinks that this issue is a Machlech with Hanoi. Which issue?
Which issue?
If you don't look at Rashi, that's the Machlech is Rabbi and Rabbi Abba. One is a Shlema and one is Gedalia. One is bigger than the other. It sounds like it's a Machlech with Hanoi.
Why?
The thing is, בחיים לכם נתחל בו ממנו, וזה פרסי כמיון לפה של תחלת, ונלמד לשומר, את המיסים כנלמד לשמיר המיסים, ולמדן כבר שם כבר מלמין אל המיסים, ולמין אל המיסים זה כולה למה שם מיסים אחר את על המיסים, ולמדן שאתה כאן, ולמיסים שאני שם, ולמדן היה תפסק כפי סבאדי, ולמדן היה מהשלט כבלמין אל האפן, because the Rambam began to count these little subjects. And that's what the Hebrew and the Mitzvah have. So actually has at the moment, beginning of Mirror, which seems to indicate clearly that it's affected with the Rambam, because the Mark is true to my eyes. And now Mitzvah, that it should be in the Rambam, not on Mitzvah. That it should be by Yitzvah, and it's Chavah, and it's Rambam, so you should have a Hebrew specific. In general, you have a deal of Hebrew Mitzvah. Like we mentioned, you should marry an attractive woman. Hebrew Mitzvah and Mitzvah are getting married. And the Tillerman and Al-Deco, but here it is more than that. Here it's particular, it's not just an universal being, a general being, Zechariah and Beru. Here it's a being, Arim Chem Yitzchav and Menem in Amrukh. So what happens, the Gemara says, Kitanoi, there's a Mishnah in Shumas, but there's a Machloek in Satanai. You want to be Machloek in Shumas from onions. Strongly bottle, cut in Sholem, Avonoi, Chatsi, bottle, Godol. Some can hold that it's preferable to be Machloek in Sholem, than a bigger one. Rabbi Yehuda and Loki. Loki is saying the Loika. Loki means Loika, not true. But the Chati, Bato Gadol, is preferable to the Bato Kata and the Shalei. So the mother, my love, how can I bring it? Don't say the Mamish to Yelda Machloki, Ezra Kuni, and Yad Yechanam, Toshik Shat. Before you look at Rashi, so the Sukkot Shat, Chitamari, the Machloki, Tamaroi, and it's identical with the Machloki, what's on my wife. The Master of Hashi brought it, the Master of Shalei brought it, yes. What do you mean? How is that telling you that? Because this shot, the partial shot in the way all of that says, if you learn that the Chatsi Bato Gadol, that's what you're trying to do. That's what it means. Chatsi Bato Gadol, therefore that's big, I'm wondering. So when you cut it in half, isn't it the same size as the Bato Kepen? No, it's
the same size.
Okay,
you can argue that this is Shalem, that's the natural Shalem, and this is a different kind of Shalem that means that, okay, that's a good point. But whatever, there should be a stick of good and you look at time. Okay, so the first over the time. That's how one could have learned Shalem, that the Kitanayim means the Machlokes HaMarayim is identical with the Machlokes HaMarayim. And then the Gemara says,
not necessarily throwing it off. He might as well. And he could claim, if you have a kind of available collateral left to you, the course you got it. Everybody would agree, like that from this. Everybody would agree that it's not looking bad at me. Half an onion rather than to give.
More
and keep thinking. The only time there's a machlokes is in the Mishnah of Yehuda, and how common is, that's a Bereke claim. It's not in the same in the Mishnah. When is Mishnah Dal, when is Mishnah? The Mishnah says that. Come up, Mishnah claim. When you claim that he's been against him, right away, claim, and I left it. You give him a witch of Nayaka, business. Even though it's not a Shalit. The Chalmak and Shein Kain, which the Kain is not around, so you can ask the statements of a Kain Chas, and they come tomorrow, and they come next week, and they come in a week, so the Chacham and Ha'ol to have it on this Kain. It's preferable to be Mafish from the one that's been on the throne, and they'll show it. And if you just think there's no, there's a deal in my own kind of cause on the matter, and you shouldn't have political consideration. You forget about consideration, when you're going to give it to the Kain. But if you disagree, then tell me when I got it. That comes out that the way we read the Gemara, not like Rashi, not like the way we read the Gemara, that comes out that everybody holds life. The Gemara, let me put that right. First you say, when you have a machlokes, it's Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan, and that's Rabbi Yechanan. And Rabbi is a Talmud of Rabbi. In Allah, it's probably not Rabbi Yechanan. But if you talk to like Rabbi Yechanan against Rabbi, I call the Chaimut if you talk to like Rabbi Yechanan against Rabbi. That's the same. Every task in the deal is going to be like Rabbi Yechanan. Then the Gemara says, well, let me put that right. Should we say Mahaj Rafina Yet Mahalak Tana? And the answer is no. Nobody knows what that is. He's wrong. That he's wrong. And it's not true for the Mishnah that he's wrong. So then, what? How can it be? So that's the front of Russian faces to say that the Kitanari has nothing to do with Rafina and that Yet. So what did he go? He goes on the next line. The Mahaj says, I will prove to Shalchit, and he says, not sorry. That when you have the Maila Chitin the tastier in Sorin, that not only the tastier as a Maila, the tastier is closer to the smell. That is closer to the color, so that's the Shalim. You see over here that Chitin, the Maila Chitin is greater than the Maila of Shlema. So the Gemara first thought that the reason why is because Chitin is tastier. So the Gemara says, Dolemi Chitanani. When you have small onions and you have big onions, usually the big onions taste better. Because they develop So the Gemara is thought, let me keep on running. The list, not the Machleke Tamarayim, the Gedenson and Machleke Tamarayim. No. But he suggested, Avol, who's the Shalchit and the Shlemim and Atan, that's what Rashi says, and thank you, say that Rashi is right. When the Gemara says, Kitanoi, you have the Rashi, the first line from the top. Kitanoi, the Rashi, what the Yom is, who's the Shalchit and the Shlemim, so sorry, Kitanoi, should I say, let me keep on running, that depends on the Machleke Tamarayim, why? Because the chitin is tastier, but the throw in the shaman, so he also. The gutter of gutter is only tastier than the gutter of chasam, but the gutter of chasam is a very shaman. So you see, the machlegi chasam, so the gemara says no. The machlegi chasam are in the mishkin zoni. When is ain't some kai? Is it a bit of the time of the same old still preferable to have the mishkin? So what should be all here? The fish? So here, there is no issue of miskind in the time. We're talking about our mercy. No more shy than miskind. So we're going to eat everything up in this meal. Everything's going to disappear. So that should be over here. Everybody should be that the shomein.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. The heaven is going to be better. The Gemara said that Muhammad, I was at the... Oh, the one that says this. The blood is not coming, then it could... The blood of the chitin, the one that says better, is preferable, that's the bigger mind, the one that says better, is preferable to the one that says... And this is that we read all the various brachas, and yet we're going to read for the children, and we give the bracha to Yehuda, that Yehuda should have Malkus. Do I have to show you the yoga? And the Ramban has a comment on this, topic that even though the Chashmonaim were Kadosh Elyon, they were punished because they took them out. They went to the first day of Kaalim. They went from Shem Yudhidah and they went to the first day of Kaalim. They were punished but they were punished for violating Tavor HaTazokim. They violated the Tavor of Yom Kaalim. The Yudhidah is supposed to be Malkus, and the Yom is supposed to have the Beit HaLib, they're supposed to have his Chedah. The topic says that the Yamin is the block of the Yamin day, Yitrov, Tabek Yechalai, Bela Erev Yechalik Shalom. So Yashi says Kitaguma, that's Kitaguma. Tabek Yechalai, in the morning, he bring the Tamish Ashraf, and Erev Yechalik Shalom, and Tamish Abayin, and he's left later in the day. So that's called the Yamin day, Yitrov, and his death is called Great Yitrov. That's the end of the morning, when he's out in Sukkot. She called it Lukas Lukas, Lukas is the Greek word for day, because your time calls you in his death of day. Today is an animal that devours human animals. So the Mizbeach is a thing that devours the Chazanet. It eats up the Chazanet. So the Gemara has an interesting thing. When they divided Eretz Yisrael, so the border between Shedbiz and Yomim border on each other. So the border between Shedbiz and Yomim is ended. Right through Yerushalayim, when you divide them, that's the thing. Not only right through Yerushalayim, right in the middle of the Azor. Right in the middle of the Azor. And the Gemara says in Megillah that that's the reason why it says in Zvachamel, so that's the reason why the Mishnah is not completely symmetrical. It's not because today is clear and time to see what is missing, so that part was the Chayt HaShem Yehuda, and the whole Mishnah has to be built the Chayt HaShem Yehuda, the Chayt HaShem Perish, that's the Mishnah we know. There are traditions from this passage, from this part of Nicholas, that the Mishnah must be built the Chayt HaShem Yehuda, the Chayt HaShem Yehuda means the Yom Yehuda. Because the Mishnah of Yankovina was that the Korbonus has to be built on the Mishnah, which he did the Chayt HaShem Yehuda. So it's interesting, the Gemara is very end of Sanhedrin, and there's a Machlokes of Yechon Mishlokes, an interesting Machlokes. When you happen to be dividing out the Israel, there's this one to the history of the Jews, and the Jews are short, and then the Chalukah Mishlokes, and ever since they didn't, and you have to have it, and the Jews says at the end of Satan Echetzko, it's going to be Chalukah Mishlokes. And he makes the Chalukah Mishlokes, that there's a Machlokes of Yechon Mishlokes, that the Chalukah Mishlokes, the Chalukah Mishlokes, is there anything wrong if you draw the line, the border between one shade of the land, that you draw in the middle of the city? The one half of the city goes to one shade, the other half of the city goes to the other. Is there anything wrong? Not so shy. The Rambam doesn't give any stuff because it was once in the history of the Rabbi Yeshua's mother had a rest in the middle of the Mashiach. So the Rambam doesn't give any stuff on it. So on the side of the death, they have in tiny letters that says it's a shame for Papasha. What do you mean the Machlokes, that a certain Yerachah? Yerushalayim Tachiyah! It was always like that. The Gemara says it's Erish. Yerushalayim was left in Yom and Hesh Yehuda. That's no way to say, see, that was different. That was a special thing. Why was it different? But the fact is, the answer is, because Yerushalayim HaPidin had two other offers. Yerushalayim, how did the Mokam of the Beit HaMikdash? Yerushalayim HaPidin was the capital of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael HaPidin is a political entity. And every country has to have a capital. The Yerushalayim HaPidin is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. We mentioned on different occasions the Rambam is very powerful in the Hesed Mabach and Kirsten. The Yerushalayim HaPidin, we don't have it in the Bible. There's no Malkus ever than Malkus comes there that made us to use the Yerushalayim as the capital. Because HaPidin Yerushalayim is the official capital of Eretz Yisrael for the official government. The official government of the government now is the question of Eretz Yisrael. It's a little bit, but it's sure not the official government. The official government is the Malkus comes there. Even if the Shat, even if the Agude, even if the Tari Agude, even if the all the Tzadikim are one, the Zat is there. The level of Iranian government, that's not the official government, unless you have Malkus and Zed. The only official government is allowed to use Yerushalayim as the official capital of Eretz Yisrael. See, it's actually Dina HaLach like that. The other Allah is also that indicates that Yerushalayim must be given as the capital of Eretz Yisrael. The Hayat, that there were two demons, there were the first two demons in Yerushalayim, whose land in Yerushalayim has to be the capital of the government of Eretz Yisrael. And the Malkus is supposed to be in Yehuda, so we have to check Yehuda, Yehuda is supposed to have Malkus. But the capital of the Dina of Yisrael has to be in an area that belongs to Shevet Yehuda. And there has to be also, the Yerushalayim has to be also the Malkum of HaKadosh Kavanah, the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash has to have the Hakadosh Kavanah has to be the But that's for sure what it is. That's what's built into the Chumash. But the same city serves two purposes, and one purpose has to be the Chayt HaShem Yehuda, and one purpose has to be the Chayt HaShem Yehuda. Because of the Chayt HaShem had to be with Chayt HaShem Yehuda, but there's no other way out. Even if you hold the Alma, that it's not possible to divide in Chayt HaShem Yehuda, but you have no choice. It had to be both, because it had to be. Chayt HaShem Yehuda applies to the other city.
You have to do this, right? You can do it, right?
Yeah.